Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Brian Ping. Our top local story, more than 100 L.A. City firefighters are now off duty without pay after ignoring warnings that they couldn't keep working if they didn't quickly get vaccinated against COVID-19. The firefighters union is challenging the city's vaccine mandate for its employees, and some of them tell CBS2 they're really sorry to be off the job, but feel like there is an important principle at stake.
It's really unfortunate how we're being treated. We're being put off duty with an email, which is absolutely crazy.
This boils down again to personal choice, you know, freedom. That's what this is all about.
Most legal experts think the firefighters will lose their challenges to the mandate based on past court rulings that give cities a lot of power to enforce rules to ensure the public's health and safety. Authorities are working to quickly open a new rapid COVID testing facility at LAX in the Tom Bradley International Terminal, aimed at people who are flying into this country. This in an attempt to stop the spread of the virus and the Omicron variant.
The center will be set up on the arrival level, and the facility will offer free rapid testing, and it will not be mandatory. It'll be voluntary. Again, this is aimed at those coming into the country who could spread COVID, possibly the new variant, in local communities. Dr. Barbara Ferrer is the LA County Public Health Director.
I am heartened by the fact that we have a lot of experience slowing the spread of COVID, along with many effective tools that we know work to reduce transmission.
But again, it'll be voluntary. Arriving passengers don't have to submit to testing. One traveler tells me he disagrees with that.
I think it's a good idea, but I don't think it should be voluntary. I think everybody should have one.
People flying out are not part of the equation because they would likely be subjected to different testing protocols depending on exactly where they're going. At LAX, John Baird, KNX 1070.
Gasoline prices are continuing a slow decline across Southern California, and industry experts think that trend will last at least through the end of the year unless something unexpected happens to affect supply. The cost of regular gas in LA County has now fallen for 6 days in a row to just below $4.70 a gallon today after setting a new all-time record a week ago. And a similar six-day downturn in Orange County puts the new average there at slightly under $4.67 a gallon. There's been another follow-home robbery overnight, this time in North Hollywood. Fox 11 says three people were followed from a club in Hollywood and then held up at gunpoint. One of the victims talked with the TV station.
They put a gun in my face, okay? In the moment, they take my Rolex, they take my diamond bracelet, they take my girlfriend Rolex, they take the iPhone, they take like the Yves Saint Laurent bag, they take like $2,000 cash from my pocket, they take everything. And they tell me, if you're not going to shut up, I'm going to give a bullet in your face.
Meanwhile, a lot of arrests have been made connected to the violent crimes targeting mostly pricey L.A. retail, but nobody's behind bars.
First, we saw these frightening smash-and-grab robberies. They were out of state. Then, in November, they hit Los Angeles.
From November 18th to the 28th, the city of Los Angeles had 11 of those types of crimes, involving similar M.O.s where groups of suspects working in tandem to overwhelm and intimidate store employees and other patrons.
Los Angeles Police Chief Michael Moore, he says his department, along with the FBI, that they've made 14 arrests in connection with those crimes. Incredibly, though, because of COVID safety restrictions, all 14 are free.
Historically, that there has been an underlining standard bail. To downsize the risk of COVID, the court system installed this zero bail system.
Chief Moore says his detectives and the FBI looking for other suspects. At LAPD headquarters, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The CHP is cracking down on shoplifting, a completely different crime than a smash-and-grab robbery.
The CHP's Organized Retail Crime Task Force has been chasing down leads, identifying thieves, and working with local law enforcement agencies to stop shoplifters from making off with the goods.
They're not looking for the person who walks into the store and takes a pair of shoes and walks out the store. They're looking for the individual that is taking multiple items and then going from that store to another store, another location, and removing several items.
Like the Costa Mesa woman who the CHP's Jake Sanchez says was busted earlier this week for shoplifting more than $300,000 worth of high-end merchandise.
And in this case, they took her by her vehicle, which had actually had multiple items in her car.
He says they found even more stolen goods at her home. Since its creation in 2019, the task force has participated in 773 investigations, made 240 arrests, and recovered nearly $19 million in merchandise. Karen Adams, KNX 1070 News Radio.
We'll be learning more today about the investigation into a series of organized retail robberies in the Bay Area. State Attorney General Rob Botta will be joined by San Mateo County officials to update their progress in looking for thieves who've carried out smash-and-grab attacks at a number of stores in that area. Reporter Maria Medina tells us the most recent attack came yesterday afternoon at a jewelry store in San Jose.
The owner, who wanted to remain anonymous, says he's been here at Eastridge Mall for 20 years, and this is the first time thieves have nearly wiped out his modest-sized store. He says five people wearing masks, hoodies, and gloves walked in, most carrying hammers. He says they didn't say a word as they shattered each display case and grabbed as much jewelry as they could.
Some jewelry store owners are taking matters into their own hands, keeping their doors locked or making it more difficult to get to the glass display cases.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.